Why do I feel like I'm either crushing it or completely burnt out? How am I supposed to balance all the hats I'm wearing in my business without getting completely overwhelmed? Why does it seem like I can't stick to a plan for more than a week before falling off the wagon? How come when I make time to create, I feel so uninspired, but every time I have a pile of admin tasks to do, my focus gets derailed by all the ideas, all the distractions? If you have asked yourself any of these questions, I want to reintroduce you to your menstrual cycle, your untapped internal guidance system for making CEO decisions and taking big, bold, and consistent action in your business. My name is Brianna Villegas, and I'm a certified menstrual cycle coach, and I help entrepreneurs to understand the unique strengths of each phase of their menstrual cycle and to harness those strengths in their business so they can optimize their energy and productivity all month long. So each week, I'll be sharing education and inspiration to help you connect the dots between your unique cycle and the patterns, habits, and systems in your business. So get ready to ditch the pressures of the 24-hour clock and start embracing cyclical. Welcome to my Hormone Rants. Today's featured business owner is Kristen Jones, who is a spiritual business coach for healers and soulpreneurs, as well as an intuitive quantum healer. She helps healers step into their power and create abundant businesses with their soul gifts that feel super aligned. In this conversation, Kristen is sharing her experience of learning about cycle syncing through an email marketing expert that she worked with, and her journey from feeling super resistant to shifting out of her masculine to incorporating her cycle into the way that she ran her business to it now being a non-negotiable. So I can't wait for you to just glean from her experience and also just learn about the incredible work that she's doing with her clients. Welcome, Kristen. I'm so excited that you're here. We had such an awesome conversation on your Instagram live not too long ago, and so I knew I wanted to continue that conversation and bring you on. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me. And oh my gosh, our live is probably one of my favorites because it was just like a full body yes with everything you were saying. I'm like, I could literally talk to you for hours on this conversation.
It's so awesome when you kind of find those people where it's like, okay, you get it. Yeah. And that I think just creates such, you know, beautiful conversations and insights that, you know, is different than teaching. It's more, that more like embodied, you know, resonance with one another, which I think is really, really powerful. So yeah. I wanted to bring that to the podcast as well. I'd love for you to just give us a little intro. Tell us about you, your business, how you help people.
My name is Kristen Jones. I am a spiritual business coach for healers and soulpreneurs and also an intuitive quantum healer. And it is part of my soul mission to support healers, lightworkers, and soulpreneurs to unshackle and unbecome everything that society has placed on them, limiting beliefs, fears, even like deep soul knowingness of fears from past lifetimes, so you can step into the power and into your sovereignty of who you are and what it is that you're here to do. So you can like really just rise into your power. I do this through coaching, through like mentorship, one-on-one and group containers, intuitive quantum healing, psychic and intuitive readings, through various coaching modalities that I've learned along the way.
Amazing. One of the modalities I wanted to ask you about, actually, I've seen that you're going to be introducing the rapid transformational therapy, and I'd love for you to talk about that. So I don't have personal experience going through that, but I have a brother who went through it for PTSD, and I know that so many people who have premenstrual dysphoric disorder have seen huge relief going through it, especially when there's a trauma-related incident involved. So I'd love for you to talk specifically about that. I think listeners will be really excited.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're absolutely right, because our mind is really powerful. And sometimes what happens, whether it's a big T or little T trauma, what happens is like, sometimes it's just like, you know, Dr. Connolly, who is the creator of rapid resolution therapy, explained it on our training recently, that it's like, a marshmallow getting stuck in the tunnel where it's like, it just becomes like this stuckness.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you could see it as like, it all of a sudden it took like a snapshot or just got like slapped frozen in time and your mind is replaying those things mm-hmm. on repeat. Sometimes we don't even consciously know, and it does store emotions in the body, which does lead to what I believe, you know, chronic illness and different pains and different things that we're experiencing, even anxiety and depression, mm-hmm. the stored emotions. And with rapid resolution therapy, so like I said, this was created by Dr. John Connolly. It was originally created for people who were struggling with PTSD, like war trauma, mm-hmm. as well as women who have experienced sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been now proven to be very beneficial for those big T, little T traumas, things like anxiety, stress, overwhelm, fears, limiting beliefs, like just clearing them. I've been in this world for about a year and a half now. And when I had my first one-on-one session at the beginning of the year, I was like, that's it. That just confirmed and sealed the envelope. Mm-hmm. I am getting trained in this, because I couldn't believe the trauma that she cleared in under an hour. I was just mm-hmm. blown away. And so what it does is it utilizes things like metaphors, hypnosis, visuals, to be able to speak directly to your unconscious mind in a way that's fun. You don't have mm-hmm. to relive all the pain, the trauma. I often find myself laughing in the sessions. Even last night I was on his Monday Night Solutions call, which I do encourage anyone that's curious, just go to their website and check out their free solutions. But watching the shifts and people like having some serious things going on, but they're still like, some tears, but most laughter, most like giggles. I'm like, oh, wow, I feel so much lighter. And it's just blowing my mind. It's taking the industry by storm. So I'm really excited to be able to incorporate that into my coaching containers. And I do have a program that'll be launching hopefully next month. So just be on the lookout for that too.
So exciting. Yeah. And I think that's like, I really like that you're pointing out that piece where it's not necessarily like reopening all of the trauma and the traumatic experience, because I think that can be such a deterrent of like, I know I want to work through it, but also like the anxiety that just comes with thinking about going mm-hmm. back into that space and really being like ready to tackle that. I want to kind of back up a little bit and kind of go into how you bring your cycle into your practice. When did you first learn about it?
So it's really funny because I fell into it. I actually want to say it was in 2018, possibly. I invested in a coach because I really wanted to learn how to do email marketing. That felt really fun for me. And I wanted to like create a tribe and community through email. And so I hired her and we started doing this work. And then she's like, oh, by the way, we're going to do this cycle, following our cycle and our cyclical nature. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, I don't know. I was like hustle very much in my masculine, burnout after burnout. And so I discovered it, what I feel is not coincidence, but was very surprising to me. And yeah, she started talking about like the four phases of our cycle and made it in a way that was really clear and understood. And also launched me into my spiritual awakening too, which mm-hmm. was like the whole sequence of events was really crazy. But yeah, it was like completely by accident that I started cycle syncing.
I like how you're talking about the idea that it's, you know, was that bridge almost to your next step into your spiritual mm-hmm. awakening and things, because that's a way that I've talked about it with a lot of people, is especially when you're so rooted in your masculine, like it can be this sort of portal into the feminine and then open up these other sides of yourself that don't fit into this linear mentality or the box, right, that we've been sort of put in. And so I really, yeah, like that perspective of seeing it as like, it's a gateway.
Yeah.
So be prepared, be prepared.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it's so much more than, you know, the surface level of like getting things in the right order, your calendar, but also it opens up to deeper things as well.
Yeah, totally it does.
And so when you first kind of heard about it, it was in this like email marketing context. How did you start implementing that into your business, or how do you currently, you know, use that in what you do?
So I found a lot of resistance when I first started integrating it. I was like, this chick has lost her mind. I don't even know about all this. And so there was a lot of resistance. And I was like, okay, well, if I just like lean into this and see what happens, like let myself be led. And so I started to really pay attention to where I was in my cycle and paying attention to the energy. And that was like the first piece that I did. But then I started understanding, like, I do actually have more energy those first few weeks. And so I started like really integrating the words busy work is what I want to say, but it's like really those masculine, like structural things, or, you know, being on camera or doing, you know, like live videos or anything like that. And I started integrating that. And then the creativity piece, like I know, like I'm creative all month long. I just energetically claim that. But I know like my best ideas typically come during that PMS week. Mm-hmm. And like things just drop in like magic. And so I really started honoring that. And as far as like my calendar, like even to this day, even with my clients, if I'm like my first few days of my cycle and I'm like, I'm not going to be able to show up, I honor that. And I honor that in them too. And I think that's important too. So it's really just for me, like I sit down at the beginning of the month, I'm like, okay, what week, you know, what does my cycle look like for this month? Where am I going to be sitting? And what can I plan in those weeks that I know I have higher energy? And what can I block off in the weeks that I know that I'm going to have lower energy, or, you know, possibly have like less space to be like even bothered by certain things, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's like such a key point that you're mentioning there of like looking ahead. Cause I think oftentimes people feel like, okay, well, if I'm taking time off of my period, or if I'm adjusting based on my cycle, then it means like I'm flaking out on commitments and, you know, not being consistent and these sorts of things. And that's when we're in that reactionary space, when we're planning full speed ahead, like we're going to be in our full like follicular ovulatory energy. And that's how we book our calendar. And then when we show up to that day and don't have that energy, then it's like, okay, well, now I either have to power through or I have to cancel things. And neither of those feel really great. Yeah. But I love this of when you start to think ahead and say, okay, I'm going to set my expectations in line with my energy. And then you don't have that sort of cognitive dissonance that comes when you're like, but this is what I said I would be able to do. And now, you know, my energy is not aligned to it.
Yes. And I think too, it's like allowing myself to have the proof stack in my favor, where it's like, mm-hmm. okay, I actually saw that I had more energy and that it felt really good. Not that I'm just doing all the things. It's still very much in alignment. But, and sometimes you just have to do things you don't want to do. Yeah. Like that's life. But it's, you know, when I do slow down, I find myself consistently reminding myself it's safe for me to slow down. And I know that whatever I leave behind this, you know, this 3 to 5 day window, typically for me, it's about 5 days. I know I have a lot lower energy. I know that I'll pick up that following mm-hmm. week. Like it'll be like nothing even happened, but I feel good energetically. Mm-hmm. And that is the important piece.
Yeah. Cause we just have the sense that like it has to happen now. And that sense of urgency when it's like, you could do it today and spend 4 hours doing it, or you could do it in like 45 minutes next week. And so as far as your time is goes, you're not actually losing anything, but instead you're gaining this like ease energetically, and also just that like self-trust and confidence that you can do things at your pace and not, you know, see that dip from like a results perspective. But the other piece I wanted to touch on, and kind of going back a little bit to the idea of like when you feel like your best ideas come through, because I think this is one that on the surface is a little bit counterintuitive to like what a lot of people talk about in cycle syncing. Because a lot of times we talk about follicular as being like the window for high creativity and brainstorming and planning and sort of the vision. But you mentioned that it's more in that like premenstrual week that you get these ideas and almost downloads that come through.
Yeah.
And so I really like this idea of, you know, understanding how this actually works for you. And I think too, defining what creativity looks like in your business. It makes sense that as someone working with healers, being really aligned with your intuition and working on the subconscious, that that window before your period, which is sometimes called the void, where it's where you have that thinnest veil between your subconscious and your conscious, that it makes so much sense that that's where you're seeing those downloads come through for you, as opposed to, you know, like creativity in the follicular being more like design and, you know, graphics and visibility and showing up in a different way.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point, because when I'm in, you know, the follicular phase, or like I do feel creative, but in a different way. Mm-hmm. And so that is a really good point, where it's like creativity as far as like I can design the things and like put it all into place and it's really easy, or I can create the ad and get it out there into the world and it's really easy. And when I am in that phase right before I start my cycle, and even on my cycle, but definitely before, I think that what I was feeling when you mentioned that was, it's like, yes, that veil is really thin. And I think that what's happening is like, sometimes even the triggers or there's like problems that I'm like, we're hyper-focused on. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, now I have the solution on how to help support people see it from a different way. And it's very creative. I have a lot of like downloads for like programs, mm-hmm. Outlines for programs, posts, real ideas and stuff. And I don't put it all into action because it's just not necessary. Mm-hmm. But I put it in the notes section on my phone or Evernote and let it like marinate and mm-hmm. come back to it when I have more energy to tackle those.
Yeah, that energy piece then comes again, like you're saying, where it's like, even though in that window of time, you can also feel like these things feel really big and really important. And so often we feel like, well, we need to do it all right now. But that's where even like the start of the bleed often comes, that like sense of clarity of like, okay, but what is my goal right now? And helps you to then sift through those ideas and downloads of like, okay, what's a right now implementation and what's something that's like, okay, this is coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's so true. And I love that clarity piece. And I feel like it's not the only way to get that clarity piece, but I feel like by giving ourselves that permission to slow down mm-hmm. and be supported, we do. It's like answers come in by magic. It's wild.
Anytime that we get rigid and say like, okay, these things can only happen in this phase, is also, you know, putting that sort of linear and masculine energy on the cycle, as opposed to seeing it as like, here's these like windows to tap into this specific gift or this, you know, this clarity and things like that. But yeah, we can definitely create white space for ourselves at any point in the month. We can practice that as a skill and get better at allowing those things to come through at any point in the month. But I also like to encourage people, especially if there's like certain things that feel harder, like meditation, if that feels harder for you, like knowing when you're going to be able to tap into those like internal messages better. And starting there, get your feet wet, and then, you know, see how that practice then carries into other phases as well.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I totally agree.
Yeah. So you mentioned that your sort of first impression of cycle syncing was just a lot of resistance. Like, okay, am I going to change my whole life around my cycle? Like, you know, that sort of feeling, which I totally get. How has that changed since practicing it more intuitively in your business?
It's interesting because now I follow it to pretty much a T. Like sometimes I know life is going to happen and there are things I'm going to have to do like on my cycle that I don't necessarily have the energy for, mm-hmm. but it's like, where can I ask for support? But now I absolutely follow it. I find that I have more energy. I have lighter periods. I have less triggers. I feel more imbalanced. Less cramps, like less physical symptoms. Mm-hmm. And I think a big piece of that was coming into that healing piece within myself and honoring myself and knowing that even coming from a masculine burnout, that I'm still going to have the energy to do the things that I want to do. Mm-hmm. I still get to be supported where I need to be supported, and it's all actually going to be okay. And it's interesting, like, you know, I've hired coaches and things like that are like, oh, you're leaning too much into this. And I'm like, we're not made the same as men in that 24 hour clock. So it's like, you know, the more I trust myself and honor myself, the better it gets. Mm-hmm. Like that's what it feels like.
I think it's such a valid thing to ask yourself, like, are you getting too deep into like the scheduling and structuring of like, I can only do these things on certain days, but to really check, like, is this serving me? And like you're saying, if you're feeling more energy, if you're feeling more aligned with the things that you're doing, then however deep into cycle syncing and that process you've gotten, like it's serving you, it's serving your business. But anytime that that's becoming the focus of like, oh no, like I scheduled this on the wrong day, or, you know, that's becoming like a roadblock to showing up, then yes, it's a good time to evaluate, like, okay, how am I getting almost too much in my masculine and how I'm practicing this versus actually like working with your body. And again, that even at the beginning, you said this, that it started with like tapping into your own patterns and your own energy, and then seeing like, how do you pull that in more practical ways, which is what I encourage people to do. Because if you start with the formula, like, again, you're just coming in from a masculine perspective of like, okay, if I do this on this day, this will be the result. But starting from your cycle, how being cyclical manifests for you, manifests in your business, then you pull in the tools and the practical steps that make sense for you.
Yeah, totally. Having a human experience, like, I've definitely leaned into that mode, like, okay, like, this is too structured. This defeats the whole purpose. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, time to like reflect why I'm doing this and back off and release the control and trust that intuitive flow that's coming through. And
you've mentioned a lot that, you know, you feel this difference, like energetically, like you just have more energy, you're more efficient when you're sitting down to do certain tasks. How do you see that translate into like ROI in your business?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I feel that when I'm trusting like this flow, it's creating that space for me to be able to allow what's meant to come through to come through. It allows for more creativity. So like, for example, I'm in ovulation this week. So like last week I was like, oh, boom, I have this idea for a pre-summer sale. I'm like, that sounds fun. I was like, but I'm kind of caffeinated right now. So let me just like feel into this and we'll see what this feels like in a couple of days. And it felt like a yes. And so I've had 3 people book out of something that was just like poof, an idea out of thin air. And me trusting and honoring like what I can actually do, looking ahead at my calendar before I even put that into place. I mean, like, okay, this is what I know I have going on. This is where I know I'm going to be in my cycle. This is what I know I can handle. So I feel like when it comes to that ROI piece, it's more ideas are coming through because you are honoring yourself, trusting yourself more, allowing more to come through, which those ideas translate to that income within your business. Like programs out of like quote thin air will pop through and you're like, oh, that sounds fun.
That's such a beautiful connection. I think it's sometimes hard to bridge that and mentally to be like, okay, like, I'm going to feel better, but then how does this really translate into my business and my business goals? But even what you're saying there of like the ideas that you're truly excited about, and that translates to how you show up in sharing those ideas, how you invite people into it and actually follow through on that steps and know how to set it up to be able to follow through, like to sustain a launch or, you know, these very sort of technical logistic pieces, but how that links back to, you know, the inspiration, that initial spark, and then the energy to sustain it for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you mentioned launch, like even if you are launching something, like have it, knowing your cycle and where you are in your cycle really does help you map out a launch. Because I'm not about to schedule a masterclass when I'm on my period. That's a no. But I do know that, you know, where I'm going to have the energy to get it set up in advance and be able to get people in and, you know, finish out a launch. Even if I'm on my cycle, like mid launch, that's okay because I'm in the energy of surrender and creativity and can set up things beforehand to make it. So it's that lean back energy. So it's really a, you know, beautiful concept that we get to work with as women. It's powerful.
So what would you say to, you know, someone who's new to this concept, who is still maybe in that resistance of like, am I really going to reschedule my life around something that I've been kind of ignoring for my whole life? What would you say to them in terms of like that confidence or courage to take a first step or a next step into cycle syncing?
I would say, allow yourself to surrender to the process and how can you see things differently? Like, what would it mean for you to allow yourself to have more of an ease and flow within your life and really tap into that energy? And when you start, just start with the concepts and take one step at a time. Instead of trying to like implement it all, try to just allow yourself the opportunity to tweak a couple things here and there so you can allow that proof to show up for you and begin to implement more and more over time. And that way I feel like, cause sometimes I feel like it feels like such a new concept because we're not taught this. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if we go all in, it can be very overwhelming, but one piece at a time and allow it to grow. Also allow yourself to be supported. Like, let me just plug you for a second. Like, let yourself be supported by someone who is an expert in the field and can help you. I feel is important to say as well.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for sharing that. Now I'd love to plug you. So how can people get connected to you, learn about the summer sale, be on the lookout for all of these new programs coming their way?
Yeah. So I'm most active on Instagram, XO_Kristen Jones. It's spelled different, so I'm sure it'll be in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And you can also find me on my website, andsherises.com. I do have a free Magnetize Your Soulmate client. If you do have a business, this is a beautiful meditation that's infused with my intuitive quantum healing. So you'll benefit from that every time you drop in. And so, yeah, come slide into my DMs and say hi. I love to have conversations with people and just kind of see what your aha moments were.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for listening. If you want more great episodes like this one, subscribe on iTunes, follow on Spotify, or wherever you listen, and be sure to share with someone who could also benefit from this information. And if you want to learn more about how I can help you stop normalizing your symptoms and start optimizing your experience, head to briannavegas.com or find me on Instagram at briannavegascoaching.